song.
Your mom is the bomb. Yeah. Well, so is mine. Oh, so, you know, it's Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. I remember I was always really glad growing up because growing up in school, especially elementary school, class was still in session mm-hmm. for Mother's Day. And every teacher made sure that every child had a mother's gift to bring home so that we kids could give something to their mom. Now, roll around to June when Father's Day happens. Yeah, not so much because typically kids were already out of school or getting ready to leave, so teachers didn't have quite enough time to get a gift. Now, I have a gift on my windowsill, and I got it from several of my children. I was previously talking about my poor little jade plant that was starting to struggle.
Right.
I've had it for years. That is because each one of my three, or the three youngest ones, I should say, all in kindergarten took a clipping from the jade plant that they had in the classroom.
Yeah.
And they planted it in a little Dixie cup.
Oh, that's nice.
And they brought it home to me. So not I would get for Mother's Day from each one of them a little growth of a jade plant. That's a succulent.
Sure, right.
And then also a Christmas cactus.
Oh, yeah.
Both of those are still growing in my garden window off of my kitchen.
Yeah.
Those are great gifts.
Exactly. And that's interesting because I'm thinking about Mother's Day gifts to my mom. And that would be typically what I would do. I would always find a nice flower, plant, or whatever that she could have and keep year-round, or plant it in the garden, or have it as a house plant, whatever. And, you know, it's kind of it's a gift that keeps on giving.
It is.
Yeah.
And moms, we remember those things.
Yeah.
I believe my mom has a rose bush growing in her backyard that my oldest brother and his wife gave her one year. She loves it.
Yeah.
You know, my mother has a very good green thumb, so she can keep her plants going a long time. My jade plant is struggling a little bit right now, but I think I've managed to save it so that way it'll continue to grow. So we're going to talk a little bit about Mother's Day and some things that you need to remember if you're going to, you know, see your mom, which you should try to at least talk to your mom if you can. You know, a lot of people plan to spend a lot of money on Mother's Day this year.
Right.
And in fact, David, looking at the statistic for this year, it looks like Americans plan to spend $31.7 billion.
Wow.
Billion.
That is mind-boggling.
On a Mother's Day. Ah, I just want to spend a little bit of time. That is priceless with my kids, but that's a lot of money. Now, you could imagine, what do you think most people will be getting for their mothers?
Well, I think, again, flowers is always a big deal. Just because, you know, again, like we talked about, it's something that can keep on giving if you get a plant. And the other thing we used to do, too, I remember we would get my grandmother, and my parents would get her a hanging basket. She always loved to get a hanging fuchsia basket. She loved fuchsias.
Now, that's funny you would say that because I just went to Costco because I was doing some planting.
Mm-hmm.
They had them there. At least they did a week ago, and that's what the lady said. We got these in just in time for Mother's Day. Beautiful.
Yeah,
love them.
Yeah, and she had a perfect location because fuchsias can sometimes be a little touchy. They don't want a lot of sun.
So do not put them in the direct sunlight. Yeah. Like they will definitely, struggle.
So she had a great front porch that she could hang it from where the front porch was shaded and got partial sun. And the fuchsia basket would always just do great there. And so I always remember that.
What I have not been able to figure out, though, David, is to how to keep my fuchsia growing year after year.
Yeah.
It does seem to die back in a year. We have a neighbor who has one. It's an outdoor fuchsia that grows almost like a bush out of the ground. It comes back every year.
Really?
But my hanging one doesn't seem to do that. And maybe it doesn't help that it always seems like a house finch or a robin will always plant their nest. They'll create their nest inside my hanging fuchsia. I didn't get it up early enough this year, and so they put the nest on the downspout, kind of in the crease of the downspout in the window. Yeah, we got that one out right away because I don't want the mess on my house there.
So is a fuchsia basket supposed to be a perennial?
I don't know.
Yeah. Or is it just an
annual? I have read that there are ways that when the growing season's over, you can clip it back, but you got to get it in out of the elements over the winter months because they absolutely cannot tolerate cold, cold weather.
Right.
So, but I've not been able to figure that out. I don't know how that happens. So maybe somebody can send me an email. Let me know.
Let me know. How do I keep my fuchsia?
Oh, well, did you know also, here's something else important to remember about Mother's Day if you're traveling. Do you know that more than 100 countries around the world, they also celebrate Mother's Day?
Oh, okay.
So it's not just an American thing, although I don't know if they plan to go out to dinner because apparently about 87 million people this year
are
going to take their moms out to dinner. Get reservations now.
Yeah,
maybe if you can find
one. I think
one,
it's too late
you
now.
You might even be a little bit too late. So at the very least, call your mom.
Yeah.
Let her know how much you love her.
Or FaceTime. You know, that's the beauty of FaceTime now. You can actually see your mom and talk to her if you have that. But it's a good way to do it, too, rather than just the phone call if you've got the FaceTime.
The FaceTime. I got accused of misusing a the other night.
That's funny.
Well, we hope you have a blessed Mother's Day, a blessed Sunday of Easter, a blessed Vocations Day.
Right.
And a blessed Good Shepherd Sunday. We hope you enjoy today's second cup.